What are the challenges or the risks or maybe the threats of artificial intelligence in the field of healthcare?
At the moment, as we see it, the biggest challenge is the answer to the question, does it pay off? The introduction of different systems and new technologies is namely very expensive. It is especially expensive for small countries because you have calculated per capita, per number of persons. So for us, new technologies are bloody expensive. On the European level, that would be much easier. It would be much easier to cover the expenses at the European level, because then the cost per person or the cost per treatment would be much lower. So this is one of the first challenges. Technology is very expensive. On the other hand, we have to know, whenever the hospital managers decide about the introduction of new technology, they make like a short calculation. Is it better than the existing procedure? And if it is better, does it pay off? Is it better for 20%, for 50%, or only for 0.005%? If the improvement is very low and very small, then this new technology will probably not be introduced into the hospital, because there are like many costs that are also including the education of the staff that are included in this cost. So for me, the most important challenge is the costs of this new technology. For some people, for example, challenge and risk at the same time is represented by the fact of nature of the data. Data can be easily and quickly transferred. The owner of the data, which is the patient, the owner of the data doesn't have a full control of his own data, because data manager, which in our case is the hospital, could transfer the patient's data to other institutions, or to share it within the European Union. For some people, this is like a challenge and a risk, but for me, it is also a kind of advantage. We have seen in the case of pandemics that the national healthcare systems should be much closer connected, and that the authorities, let it be European or national authorities, should have a good insight what is happening with a certain disease in a certain population. So personally, I'm not against the sharing of data in order to preserve the good healthcare of the nation. I don't see many threats. Some people see threats, but you see, I'm working in the IT department, so we embrace the technology. And again, I must stipulate that some norms and some guidelines that European Union has introduced are very well accepted. Like, European Union is actually trying to reduce the threats in the use of AI in healthcare. And from my point of view, this is like the requirement that the data managers must tell the patients which algorithms they use. And for patients, this will be, from the very beginning, kind of difficult to understand. And perhaps we shouldn't expect from all the patients that they will understand everything that is related to artificial intelligence. But at least I think it would be very good to educate the patients and the Europeans that their data is their data, and that they are in control what will be done with their data in the future.